Bouteflika was determined to remain in power, despite a serious stroke that had left him unable to address the nation or make state visits. Playing on domestic fears of civil war like those tearing apart Syria and Libya, he campaigned on a ticket of security and stability. Political opposition was frail and disorganized. Bouteflika was re-elected with 82% of the vote. Today, the promises of post-war Algeria lie unfulfilled. Daily life has become an endless sequence of demeaning interactions with a bloated and oppressive bureaucracy. An outdated, socialist-inspired system rewards loyalty and promotes mediocrity while obstructing innovation and individual talent. A popular saying here to describe the dangers of initiative and success goes, "Any heads sticking out? Cut them off." I pity our society because it lives in fear and failure, the novelist Rachid Boujedra recently wrote. The immense challenges faced by Algerians who wish even to discuss how to bring about change are visible in miniature in the literary world. Boujedra, an original thinker, avowed atheist and provocateur, and one of the rare writers who stayed and survived the Black Decade, has recently been sparring with another famous Algerian author, Kamel Daoud. Daoud has been a darling of the Western media since the publication of his 2013 novel, The Mersault Investigation, a retelling of Albert Camus' The Stranger from an Arab perspective. The novel won France's Prix Goncourt, the country's highest literary prize. Both Boujedra and Daoud wished to diagnose and rehabilitate the Algerian national identity, but they are more or less at war over how to carve out an intellectual space within which to do so. For many Algerians, Daoud has made a fatal trade-off. Writing for foreign readers has won him success abroad and contempt at home. In February 2016, Daoud wrote an article for the New York Times and Le Monde, blaming the alleged assaults on hundreds of Western women by migrants in Cologne on New Year's Eve on a viral sexual misery of Algeria in particular, and the Arab world more broadly. Playing up the repressiveness in Algeria, couples couldn't stroll in gardens, he claimed, falsely, Daoud went on to state that people in the West are discovering, with anxiety and fear, that sex in the Muslim world is sick and that the disease is spreading to their own lands. Daoud's column, even to his admirers, uncomfortably echoed the anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim sentiment that had led much of the media to exaggerate the scale of the attacks in Cologne.